listen to Getting Out, the podcast with your hosts, Carmine and Jesse.
Getting Out, fam. What's goody? It's Jesse. Sadly to say, this week, you know, life shit happens. And lately, it seems that a lot of shit has been happening. But I had still something planned for you, you know, every week, because luckily I have the luxury of having people come to me to do the episodes, you know. So Carmine and Nikki have some stuff going on right now. So I told them I'd take care of it. And I had my friend John Patwell coming already. So I told him to still come, and we shot an episode. And as soon as I went to upload it, I messed the whole file up. I'm so mad. I just want to apologize to John for coming out here. But he's definitely got to come when Nikki and Carmine get back, because we had such a good conversation. I really wish that I didn't fuck it up. But so that reminded me of all the old stuff that we had in the backlog. So I started going through some of the stuff we never posted, like the short ones, the 15, 20-minute things we just recorded, and getting to know the equipment and everything. And I found one in particular that made me laugh, made me smile. And I know that definitely this time of year, I think we all could use a good laugh, a good smile. So this is us talking some shit about video games that Carmine has no idea what we are talking about. So it's kind of fun hearing his little two cents every once in a while. So yeah, give a shout out to Carmine and Nikki. I hope everything's good on their end. But like I said, we're going to be giving you an episode every week. So regardless of what happens on audio end, video end, I'll give you something. I got something up my sleeve for you guys, all right? So here's a little behind the scenes, Getting Out, and don't mind the audio, because like I said, we're just starting out. We still don't know what the fuck we're doing, but we were just starting out, all right? Give us a break.
Oh, yes, yes, no, no.
Well, Carms, I'm going to have to torture you for a second.
Cause what's the matter?
What Nikki, I know you're listen, on point with me
I'm
with
not,
this.
So, I don't like listen. The BDSM thing.
No, we're talking about video that. Games right now.
All right, Nikki, go ahead. Drop it on me.
I'm upset, kind of upset that you didn't watch the Gamescom.
I couldn't tune in. I wanted
Nikki,
to.
Nearly out of time. Huh?
Don't. Why do you?
I got to show you some stuff.
We were having a good day last night. We got some ideas flowing. We got some work done. Today we got a podcast done, and now this.
I know.
Don't break my heart.
All right,
but I'll bring up the mood a minute.
No, I got to show you, because there's this game I've been waiting for, man, and I can't.
This is 50.
You're out. See, this is not letting me record, Nikki.
What?
You're recording right now.
Huh?
Am I recording?
Yes, you are.
Oh, guys, see, look, I don't even know what I'm
doing. Hey, ain't that something?
You want to stop it? You press the
I
stop
love
button.
The internet.
I know. The internet doesn't love you, though, sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Because I believe everything it says sometimes.
It's yeah, I know. That's the other problem.
It's bad.
Just like
you.
The news.
But, Nikki, so don't this listen. Game was supposed to fucking be an MMO, right? And I'm so surprised that no one knew about creators were going nuts. Like, have you heard about this game, Crimson Desert? I was waiting for, since they announced it, I think 4 years ago, that it was going to be a single player game instead of an MMO. It looked so crazy already 4 years ago that I was, this
you
is
know, you're
be,
building this up a
this
lot.
Is going to be
this better
crazy,
hit.
Bro.
Let me see this shit.
Watch how fucking cool this shit looks.
What's it? Crimson Desert.
Oh, Crimson Desert, my friend.
Talking about it.
Let's get it. Let's go! Why is it like that, though?
Oh, it's...
It's got to load it.
Honestly, yeah, I know.
Why does it look all crackly?
Pause it for a minute. Pause it.
Let it buff it.
Let it buffet.
Let's get in there. I think it's because it's screen sharing, maybe? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
It didn't affect it last time. I don't think so.
You're doing 4K, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Much better.
Yeah.
This shit looks wild.
Yeah, this looks
wow.
Sick. Not for nothing.
Wait. You know, this is like, I was like, this looks good. I was like, where's the shit that I saw before?
Well, just that one scene of him.
Yeah, right. Watch.
Yeah, all
right. Look
yeah,
at how
yeah.
beautiful,
I
man.
Know, that's nice. I lost it in here.
Oh, hello. You lost your audio?
Yeah.
No, the sound I don't think is coming through. We don't need the sound, though.
No. Oh! I was going to say, the audio is coming through the TV,
yeah,
too, which is different than last time.
Yeah, because it's not coming through here.
Do you need the audio?
Well, ideally when we're showing clips. Again, this is why we're test running shit.
Absolutely. Now it is. I think so. Yeah. No. I mean, come on, bitch.
Yeah, see, you don't hear it?
I can hear that.
Yeah, but you...
I can't hear what's going on.
I think it's how I screen share it. But wait, I just want to show you this. What a girl is fuck this. Hold on.
What?
Oh, shit.
Doing portals?
Watch. Sal's going to
love
this.
Bro, this is what I don't understand. Like, where are we going with this? Now, look at this.
Yeah, I like his gear and everything.
He's climbing trees now. Now we are in Assassin's Creed. You were just RPGing. Now we're fucking... Now Red Dead Redemption.
Wait.
Well, this whole thing with...
The health of your horse, you see that?
With advanced tech... In ancient times, has a very Assassin's Creed vibe to it.
Right?
Yo, I like the way he looks.
Right?
I like the way he looks.
Look at the horse. Right? Looks fucking insane.
Jess, yo, drift a horse?
Jess.
Watch this.
That's wild.
What the fuck is going on?
Shadow Colossus moment right here.
Bro, they have everything. There's so many systems.
What is this on?
What is everything? PlayStation 4. Well, so far, the people are saying they're going to try to buy this company. It's a Korean company. They put so much money into this game, bro.
Yo, Jess, not for nothing. It kind of reminds me of Red Dead Redemption.
A little. It has their GTA feel.
Yeah, it is.
And they said there's body wrestling moves. Like, you'll throw people, body slam them. Look at how sick that looks, dude.
Hit the button. Tells you what to hit.
I haven't seen a quick time event in a long time.
No, they're actually in... what were they just in that I played?
They're in God of War, but... Like,
yeah, that was it. That was it. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, that looks so
sick. You know what else it reminds me of?
And your horse just... Look at the sky!
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, that's some...
What?
Tears of the Kingdom shit right there.
Yo, it's almost like Assassin's Creed.
Everything.
Too, right?
What is this moment? Shit. Like, what is going on right now?
What is
that's
that?
What I want to know. What the story is about?
I want to know what... He's going through the portal for what?
Oh, my God.
That looks...
God.
Jess, honestly... That's something that God I would even fuck with because that looks sick.
So the people are bugging out about this. Like, I don't think you understand. People are like, what is going on?
I get it. I get it.
Where did this fucking come from? Yeah, so hold on. Let's try to figure out why this audio isn't coming through.
Well, like now, if we were in a full pod and we were running, you could just stop the recording.
Yeah, true.
Because that's all I need.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe we put up another video.
Yeah, but we wouldn't go from video to video, though.
Video,
yeah, yeah.
Keep it recording.
It would be,
like, if you just want to show something real quick.
It would have to be show the video, talk, introduce it, show the video, the rest is talking about it. And then if you want to get another video at some point, you have something.
You just start.
Then you go, okay, check this out. And then, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so you wouldn't go from video to video like that.
Unless, like, you want to.
Unless you had something.
If you're planning to jump right to another video, you just keep the recording live.
Yeah.
But, like, for that, like.
Lords of the Fallen.
In an episode, like, we've already seen it at this point, but. If you want to just show a video real quick, you just start the recording. You show the video, you stop the recording.
Just stop. What the fuck is wrong with this thing?
What's going on over there? What's going on down there?
Just had it. As long as you're getting the audio from the video into the mixer, I can sync it up.
Si, papi.
That's all. It should be.
Yeah, I keep seeing more videos of that girl that Logan Paul is with now.
Oh, it's yeah. Everywhere.
See this?
That's everywhere. Why.
Ain't that some shit?
I think that's why. Wait, no, that's what it's supposed to be. External headphones, right? Yeah, it's not supposed to be this, you motherfucker.
Is the mixer actually grabbing the audio?
No, that's what I'm saying. But it's coming. It's supposed to be coming out of here. I think it's just the computer's being a fucking bitch right now.
You think?
Restart it.
That brand new MacBook's being a piece of shit right now?
No, just like sometimes it
user error.
Because look,
error.
I don't want to
configure speakers. User error.
No, because it's supposed to be. I'm supposed to be allowed to take this off.
Then take it off. Don't leave everything on, please.
I'm supposed to take this off.
Don't take nothing off.
I see, look, how do I make this the fucking output?
All right, don't get mad.
Oh, wait, I got an idea. I got an idea.
Go ahead. Idea me.
I'll use this sound.
Roadcaster. Pro style.
Oh. What? See you now. Don't whisper like that.
Put a two after it or something, or something. So like a catchy remix. You two lords, two full. I don't know. I'm not even gonna finish
user.
Oh, this is my dude too. Skill up.
User.
Have you seen the for Lords of the Fallen? Through any
confusion, Jess. You're going on. Let me see this for a second. Hold on before you go to Lords of Error in this one.
That's what it is. That's what this is, Carlos.
This is it.
That's what Lords of the Fallen. One other thing I wanted to show you. What were you saying that I didn't that you didn't see yet either? And we were talking right outside.
I don't know. You talked about 40 different games.
Games count again. Something I didn't see there.
Oh, man. There were so many games. Have you seen, like, the tiny Squire? Have you seen that?
The Micro Squire?
The Micro.
Bro, I've never seen anything like this kind of, like, fucking Tiny Squire. Game. Video game, right? That's what it's called?
I think so.
Yeah, the plucky squire. Yeah, this is your game, Nikki. 100%.
What?
Your game. You love Pikmin and shit?
Don't put me in a box.
You're going to love it.
He's putting him in a box.
Bro, watch, Nikki. I know you, buddy. You're going to be like, you know me too well. Watch. I'm closing
This is already
box
pretty
now.
Sick.
Yeah, yeah. I'm closing the box right now, Nikki. I know you, Nikki. It's awesome.
Once upon a time, there was a plucky squire named Jot.
Oh, it's like Paper Mario.
We know it's a hard one.
Battling beasts. Helping the helpless.
So fucking pretty, dude.
Being very heroic.
What? So many different styles of gaming in your watch.
One day, he discovered something rather
On the headphones, he says, one day he discovered something curious.
Yeah, he's got to be able to hear that.
What the fuck?
That's dope.
That is when I was like, whoa.
That's dope.
That is what's like, I need to see this game. This is going to be fire. There's like, he lived in a book and he just found his way out. Look at this one.
Yo, honestly, I'd probably fuck with this one too. Yes. 100%.
Dude, they're getting there. They're putting work in now.
As they should, because they got to keep out. They have to keep outdoing old games and systems.
It was supposed to come out in November. They pushed it the first quarter of 24. This game I've been on too. There's a couple.
Look at this though.
This game looks fucking awesome too.
Yeah, Little Nightmares.
Do you know a Little Nightmares? Little Nightmares, Carms?
No.
This is awesome. We should fucking do a video of me and him or me and you playing It Takes Two together.
Oh, dude, I'm down.
So I've never played it either. I've only played a little bit, like the first 20 minutes.
Like, what? 6 or 7 hours in with my brother, and we just never finished.
Bro,
it's because
awesome.
It wasn't good.
There's it's one of the
Nikki, it's
game.
6 to 7 hours.
You can only play it with someone else. You can't play it with anyone else. And it's a story-driven two-player.
The other one, which we should do.
The jailbreak one.
You have to break out of
prison. He would want the jailbreak one.
Bro, I played it with my niece.
The getting out of jailbreak one.
My niece
was literally called The Way Out.
It's called A Way Out. Exactly what it is.
It should be called Getting Out.
Yeah, right. Yo, but the great part is my niece is playing with me, so she knows I just got out of prison too. She's like, 9 or 10? And we're talking, we're playing the game together, and she's like, why are they hiding the wrench? Because we just got a wrench. I'm like, you can't put it through the metal detector, so we gotta put it around. So she's like, you're not allowed to have this. I was like, no, you're not allowed to have this. Okay. So we sneak it past the metal detector, and then we get into our cells, and we're next to each other, and the guard comes to my cell and starts fucking with me, and he's about to search it. So I'm like, damn, like, I have the wrench. So my niece goes, can you pass it to me? Because I'm in video game land. I'm like, they're not going to let me do some crazy shit like that. And it's like, yo, pass. She's like, see if you can pass it to me. Go get the wrench and see if you can pass it to me while the guy's bullshitting in my cell. So I go, grim, and walk back to her. And while we're talking, and the guy comes into my cell, I fucking slip the wrench to my niece. And now she's in. And then they go search his cell and they do the same thing backwards. I'm like, my niece figured it out.
Yeah, imagine.
Bro, it was so much fun. So she was having a blast.
That's
with it.
Another one.
Would
I
like
would
that.
Fuck.
Yeah, let me show him that.
Let's see that shit.
The gameplay around the concept of it. To have two people.
Don't forget, I always liked Grand Theft Auto. Played
this
three.
This is so different, though.
Vice City, San Andreas. The six I played for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Or five.
What's your plan?
So you pick one of the two.
Yeah.
And the story plays out on both sides of the screen.
It's always split.
You got that?
Yeah.
Come on, Leo!
My name is Joseph Fares, and I'm the writer, director of A Way Out. A Way Out is a story-driven co-op game. It is designed, played, and experienced only in split-screen co-op.
What?
You have to play the game with
a friend. Bro, this is what it was like,
yo,
too.
This
crazy.
Is wild.
This is how it was.
The game starts in a prison.
Really good. I was really impressed by how well they fucking did it.
It's great that it forces you to use two people.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's what he did. And this guy never made video games before. He was like, I want to do something. He's a movie director. He's like, I want to do something different and like make it like he's a wild guy.
I'm going after him.
Let me show you some of the scenarios in the game. On the right side, you see Leo, who's already in prison. On the left, you see Vincent, who just arrived. Now, if you look to the right again, you can see that Leo can be controlled while Vincent is in a cutscene.
How sick is that? So now you're playing while I'm watching a story.
Vincent and Leo are now in the laundry room. Your goal is to smuggle sheets using a laundry cart. You can approach the scenario in different ways. Either get the cart with Vincent.
You know, I got a good pack right here. I think it's got your name on it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's broken. I don't know.
Or with Leo.
Get over here, you idiot.
Yeah, but I think those two guys are just about to fight. What's him?
In A Way Out, you will experience something new all the time. Everything you do in the game is unique for that scene.
We want you and your friends
to so focus sick. And engage That's crazy.
Throughout the entire story.
I didn't get out of prison.
I never made it out of prison yet.
Of what you will be experiencing in A Way
No,
Out.
You did get out of prison.
Yeah, I'm here though. But yeah, so it has like a crazy twist. You know what I mean? How cool is that though?
That is just
sick, right?
Another one. I definitely fuck with that.
Yeah. So that all right. So this is the first one they made. So people were.
I want to play. Let's play.
People loved it, right? People loved it. So what was the other one called?
It Takes Two,
right? So now this one is about a husband and a wife that have a kid, and they are going through a rough patch, and the kid turns them into toys.
What? You have to wait No Way Out.
Oh, sorry.
Don't apologize to me.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Delete. Or, yeah. It Takes Two.
It's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, exactly. So the parents go through their whole like history and shit.
Like it.
This is Joseph.
It's already
awesome.
Like it.
See, same guy talking about
the gameplay of It Takes Two. The game is a co-op
beautiful
action adventure.
Beautiful game.
With a focus on marrying the story and
visuals. All right,
bro. Like you have to shoot nails while I hammer them. Like this shit was awesome.
That have decided to divorce. Of course, this upsets their daughter Rose, who creates two dolls that the parents magically turn into. And with the guidance of a cheesy love book called Dr. Hakim,
they have to stay together.
So where are their bodies, though?
They're probably in bed or some shit.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where they say they
yeah, they do. They do point it out, though. I know they do.
Every scene is unique.
It's all different
styles.
Yeah, styles of gameplay.
Let me show you some examples. When Cody and May meet a gang of squirrels in their tree,
the gnomes.
May finds out that Cody let a nest of wasps move in.
The wasps have invaded.
Now they are forced into a war between the wasps and the squirrels.
See, I got using the squirrels. Point, like,
I didn't get to this part.
The gel is like a
combine the sap gun.
Yeah, explosive.
That's all. Oh, and then you got that sick.
Bro, that's sick. These
Come
are yo,
on,
Jess. These
Carm.
Are the types of games, yo.
Objects and open
these are the types of games I'll fuck with.
Too. I loved it. It was great. It was
of course you did.
My niece wanted to play it every time. I was
bro, I'd be getting that. I'd be doing this till I finished it.
Yeah, I miss.
I want to see the end, man.
As a metaphor for the
she fucking loved it.
This one.
Use the Magnus to push and pull your way through danger.
Look how many. I didn't even get this. There's so many different biomes and like.
Yeah. And like each one has its own.
Yeah, it's just all different scenarios. Look how beautiful the scenery is, man.
She is never at home.
I can't be in two places at the same time, can I? Oh, unless you want me to clone myself.
Cloning? Analysis of time!
Cody can now control time and reverse objects.
Get the fuck.
Come on.
Make a clone of herself to swap places. Actually, most of the levels in this game will have May and Cody using a new mechanic. So depending on what character you're playing as, you'll have a different experience.
All right, last thing before we go, right? Before
different experience from each character.
I just, because I know you've never seen it, and I talk about it all the fucking time.
I want to talk about
it.
I want to play.
Either Starfield or Baldur's Gate. What should I show?
I show him Starfield.
Starfield, do you think
he's
so?
Talking about Baldur's
do you like
Gate,
outs, do you like space or do you like fantasy more? Sci-fi or fantasy? What would you what would you rather watch, a movie or play a game?
Baldur's Gate, because we talked about it.
Sci-fi. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Baldur's Gate is like the one
you always talk about. Baldur's Gate. What's that?
And that's the one that I'm.
That's the one that's D&D.
Yeah, that we can play with. Pete sci-fi? Was even like, he commented on YouTube. He's like, "Yo, we gotta play that. It sounds like fun." Baldur's Gate. Where should I do, like a trailer or something?
Yeah, I would do a trailer. The problem is it's out, so there's all the coverage on.
Yeah.
It.
Hey, what did Pete say?
Peter's like, that sounds so much fun. It was one of the first comments.
Your brother?
No, Pete Paulson.
Paulson? Oh, yeah.
Pete's down for D&D.
Yeah, right? He's like, yo, that sounds awesome.
If he can find the time.
Cock.
I missed that moment.
This shit looks fire.
I saved you. And I'm here to save you again. The parasites are merely a symptom of a greater sickness in Faerun.
Sick.
The infected hear the voice of the Absolute and believe it to be a god.
The Absolute is more dangerous than you can conceive.
They said it's over 100 hours, Carmine. They said,
oh my god.
They said it was like 1,000 hours of dialogue.
I'll never finish that, bro. Like,
I think I really would.
Yeah, I know you, because
I've never finished games ever. I always get like 80%.
No,
I'm always one I take. Yeah,
dude, I played this.
Haven't played Spider-Man. I haven't played Spider-Man yet. Have you?
I want to get the other one.
That's a damn,
bro. Stop. When Spider-Man came out,
I
have
not beat it. It got too hard.
Grand Theft Auto,
it got too hard. They start adding way too many. Fucking just calm down. Like adding all these fucking things with red fucking. They're shooting shit at me. I don't know what to do. You gotta hit too many buttons at the same time, Carms. I don't remember what all these things do.
Well, maybe you should put the time
at the same time. Now it's like not. Oh, it's circle and triangle. I'm not good, man. I'm not a good gamer. I just like games.
I didn't know you didn't finish games though.
So now, Carms. Now this.
That
is
looks
like,
sick.
Yeah, but this. Now I'm sorry. We still going for a second. Now this is the one that they're talking. I gotta show him. I gotta show him Todd Howard explaining it though. Like, you know what I mean?
Fuck Todd Howard.
No,
what's the other one?
To understand like what he.
Todd Howard's.
What should
I
show?
I can explain it better than Todd.
Go ahead, Nikki.
Hold on. No, you don't want the live action. Not the live.
You're
action.
Not gonna let him tell me.
16. No, you
want Todd die hopping?
Go ahead.
Fuck Todd Howard.
Story.
What are you doing? Sucks. First of all,
what should I get? What should I, Nick?
It just works.
Nikki, which one?
Fucking comes out broken. Fuck you, Todd Howard.
Nick, which one? Nikki, I think you're gonna eat your words, and I know you want to. I know you'd love to eat your words.
I hope it's great. It's just
I know that.
Oh, I was showing the gameplay.
Yeah, that's just one.
This the sci-fi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've been making this shit for 7 years.
But humanity has always hunted for knowledge in the
Look at that. Get 1,000 planets that you can land on, Carms.
The wonder is
1,000.
I fear with that though is that it's just gonna be 1,000 empty fucking worlds.
Yeah, I don't think so though. The way they describe the way they do their procedural generation, it just sounds different.
Listen, Bethesda's promised a lot of things.
I know. I'm with you on it. I'm on your side.
When they've come out, I hope it's great. I hope it's the game of the decade. But
Skyrim and Fallout.
Big,
not
big
a Skyrim
guys.
Guy.
Big things they do. 25 years because they've been trying to make this game for man long. Because they've been thinking about it, what they want to do. They didn't have the technology.
First of all, the visuals alone,
beautiful,
are enough to buy the game.
What's out there?
Like, show me gameplay, bitch. Like, what the fuck?
Hey.
So yeah, this is actually gameplay.
Sick.
You're part of Constellation now.
What?
Part of our family.
You, any ship you want, make them. Build your own communities.
Hijack up people.
Be whoever you want. Steal shit. We be a renegade.
It's almost like Star Wars and shit. Like.
Yeah, you get to persuade people to do certain things for you.
You can just decide I'm just going to spend like 100 hours being a pirate. Steal people's ships and not even touch a sword.
Grab ship is ready. I love this part.
God, yeah, the visuals are just.
These artifacts.
Come on, imagine, you know, smoking a blunt, turning off all the lights in here. You know what I'm saying? I sit back, I got the curved screen, and headphones on, I'm out there.
Take a mushroom.
I'm out there.
And you're
oh, man, when this comes out, maybe. Maybe.
I already know you.
Look at this. Shit looks fire. They said, like, anything you pick up, anything can be picked up. Every, like glasses, cups. You can take them, put them on your ship, and they will be there forever. Like, it remembers, the systems remember. You can go, I know, but I'm just saying, like, for Carmine to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
You could just load up on one item and have a whole bunch of shit in your fucking...
Like you, if you want to collect every single type of food and then just drop them on the cabin.
It's ridiculous.
Yo, Sal would love this game.
Sal would do that. Oh my God. He went into a cave. He was looking for the last mushroom out of, like, said there's like 15 of these mushrooms in the game. He wants everyone.
I believe it. People go nuts for this shit, Carson.
Like, you spend hours.
My brother.
August 31st, bitch. Don't lie to me. I'm getting that shit. August 31st, listen, 8 p.m., baby.
Sal would finish, not only Sal, would Sal finish the game? But he would get 100%. He would go back and do other things so that it gets to 100%. Like, once I beat the game, if I don't have all the question marks, and I don't care. I have a good one. I don't want it. One
with Xbox Game Pass.
Stop button.
Yo, I love this, by the way. Next to the clock. Jess, I love
this. See the stop button? Yep. Click that. See, that's recorded. What we want to work on is...
You son of a bitch.